Wondering what's the buzz? Then tune into Happy Hours for your dose of all that matters. The exclusive HR podcast by NHRDN in partnership with Timber Media. Podcaster for India Inc.
Hi everyone and welcome to this edition of Happy Hours. I am your host, Roger Lershe. I'm from the Young Advisory Board of the NHRD Bangalore chapter and I work as an HR consultant at Oracle India Private Limited. I'm happy and excited because today I have with me a very special guest on the show. He's a seasoned HR leader who's been there, done that, and now he's here to tell us all about it. He's Amitav Mukherjee, the head of corporate HR at ITC. Amitav, welcome to Happy Hours.
Hey, great to connect with you, Roger.
So Amitav, we'll quickly get started with our first segment. We call this first segment Bottoms Up. Basically, I'm going to serve you some very interesting questions and in turn, we'd like you to pour your heart out to us. Get ready to be as candid as possible, Amitav. All right. To begin with, Amitav, heading the corporate HR for ITC, I'm sure is no small task. They say, interestingly, a lot that happens between your daily 9-to-5 job is determined by what you do before 9 a.m. In fact, Hal Elrod, in his book, The Miracle Morning, he talks about how important it is to set a morning routine. So, Amitav, do you have a morning routine that you follow? Also, what motivates you to wake up in the morning and go out there and conquer the day ahead of you?
Okay, Roger. Interesting question. Let me start by saying that I'm a bit of an early riser. I'm normally up and about the first one in the household to get up. I take that first 15-20 minutes when I wake up to reflect on the day ahead, what lies ahead, how does one deal with it, and just spend some time in silence contemplating about challenges which I foresee during the day. What motivates me? Well, I think I come from the belief that all problems have solutions and that you just need to approach these problems differently, identify what the trade-offs are, and the fact that you can make a difference if you try hard enough is motivating enough for me. I normally, in my morning routine, after the period of reflection, take about another 15-20 minutes to read up on what's happening around me, and then certainly try and make a trip to the gym at least 4 to 5 times a week, do about 40-45 minutes of exercise, and be ready for the day ahead.
Wow, you definitely are a fitness freak there, Amitav. And I like how you mentioned all problems have solutions. That's definitely a very positive approach to get your day started. And speaking of problems, Amitav, the one big problem all of us are going through at the moment, the coronavirus. A lot of different people have been coping with this lockdown in different ways. So what I want to understand, Amitav, from you is how have you been coping with this entire lockdown and what's the big challenge you face? Also, is there something positive to take out of this entire coronavirus lockdown experience for all of us?
Actually, these have been really unprecedented times. You know, one would never have imagined we would face such a situation. But that's the reality and we need to pull up our sleeves and deal with the reality. So I would probably say, I think, from a perspective of challenges, there are certainly operational and strategic challenges this lockdown and this pandemic has thrown up for all of us. There are also more deeper challenges around values, because when you're constrained and when you have limited resources, it certainly is a time which tests your values and your principles. So this is one such moment. How have I been coping? Well, I would say I think over time I have learned to accept that there will be ambiguity in a situation like this. There will be the unknowns and the unexpected, and one just needs to put the head down and deal with these unexpected developments. The second, I think, is a good coping mechanism has been learning to respond fast to issues, not necessarily always perfectly 100% right the first time, maybe correcting course as you go along, accept that all solutions will not be perfect the first time. I would probably call that as agility. And I think the third coping mechanism has really been the tremendous ask it has made on all of us to be productive. Working remotely is a challenge at times. And therefore, if you don't plan and schedule your work well, it can make the challenge even more accentuated. I think one of the lessons and coping mechanisms I have had to deal with is improving my own productivity and planning and multitasking, setting time aside for specific activities. I think that really has helped. The other aspect is, I think it's been a moment of crisis in many ways. And what is really heartening to see is how the team at ITC has come around. Many of our factories manufacture essential products. So this has been a moment of reckoning in the sense that those products have to reach the market, they have to be manufactured. And the way people have come together with the missionary drive to succeed against all odds is really heartening. And I think one of the positives of the crisis is it has thrown up such opportunities and people have actually come together as teams to deal with it.
It's nice how everybody comes together, and I think the HR fraternity definitely plays a big role in leading from the front in getting these teams together. We play quite a big role.
The exclusive HR podcast by NHRDN in partnership with Timber Media, podcaster for India Inc.
Continuing from this conversation of the corona crisis that we're dealing with, Amita, a lot of different people are taking up different hobbies during this lockdown. Many of them exploring a lot of untapped hobbies that they have had for a very long time. Some are cooking, many others are painting. People are finding different ways to keep themselves engaged. Specifically in the field of HR, there's a lot that's written about employee engagement. Unfortunately, these days, there's a very thin line between employee entertainment and actual employee engagement. So, Amita, what's your take on this? And how have you been able to engage your employees during this lockdown period?
Thank you, Roger. Very interesting question. Very appropriate. And something which I've always thought about as to what's the difference between engagement and entertainment. Let me comment on that a little bit. I think the difference between the two really is that one is very transient, momentary, perhaps has no lasting impact. I think engagement is far deeper. It what keeps one excited about what you're doing every day. It has a more enduring and a more long-term impact. And I think for engagement to be present, there are really five questions or triggers I would pose to any HR practitioner. Do employees feel they make a difference? Does someone who shows up to work, does he feel recognized for the difference he makes? Is the employee given feedback, often with candor when required? Does the employee have a say in influencing decisions that affect them? And most importantly, does the organization have a relational or a transactional contract with the employee? And I think there is no better time to test this than what we are facing right now. In dealing with the situation and engaging with our employees during lockdown, I think there are a couple of things which I thought I'll point out. First and foremost, the top leadership of the company has been seized of the issue on a 24/7 basis, and therefore responsiveness and speed in setting direction is fantastic. I mean, we have all come together during this crisis, and because the top leadership is seized of the issue on a daily basis, we are able to react very quickly to issues. The second I would say is communication is absolutely key. There is nothing like over-communication in such a situation. We have been continuously educating employees about the safety protocols they need to take at work as well as at home. Those who are working, of course, are going through very, very heightened safety protocols before they even commence work. We are ensuring that leaders go out there and communicate to employees. So we had a town hall recently which covered over 4,500 employees over WebEx. We have been recognizing exceptional contributions, sharing success stories, celebrating those successes, acknowledging our heroes out there who are going beyond the call of duty to make and reach our products to the furthest corners of the country. And as a company, we have been providing our employees locally the opportunity to support the disadvantaged sections of society around the manufacturing locations where we are present, to go and provide a helping hand with ITC products. So pulling all levers possible to make sure employees remain excited, they find larger reason and merit in what they're doing. And I think so far things have worked out reasonably well.
Definitely hats off to you and the entire HR team at ITC, Amita.
Thank you.
It's about success, Amitabh, not just organizational success, but you individually. they say there's no such thing as an overnight success. I'm sure you faced your own challenges and hurdles to get to where you are in your career. So how do you normally deal with setbacks or failure in general, for that matter? Would you like to share an experience or two, Amitabh, how failure possibly taught you something invaluable in life?
I think over my career now of over 2 decades, one has learned to kind of very dispassionately assess one's own performance, failures and successes. I think the first step is being disciplined to be able to do that and to be ruthlessly objective in doing that. I, for one, go back to first principles in assessing why I may have failed in an initiative or an process. I think the first thing is to figure out whether one misunderstood the nature of the problem in the first place or made some wrong assumptions, or it's an execution issue where just the doing of the task was not done in a planned manner, it was communicated poorly, or adequate supervision or mentoring wasn't provided. So normally I tend to look at it very dispassionately, objectively, and try and see on which of these steps I may have gone wrong. I've in my career, yes, there have been failures, and I want to go back in time and I remember one of the first ones when I had just started work. I used to work in a factory those days, and as a young assistant HR manager, I was given the responsibility of drawing up an incentive scheme for employees, and we were in a collective bargaining process with the union. And both the union and management trusted me to develop a program and an incentive program, rather, which was going to meet certain goals in terms of earnings as well as performance. When actually we did launch that scheme, those objectives weren't met initially. And therefore, it certainly caused me a lot of embarrassment. And I felt that it could have been a far better job done than I had done. So it's not due to a lack of effort, but perhaps due to a lack of a better appreciation and understanding of the manufacturing context at that time, that the scheme was not robust enough. I think the good thing was that folks then were very understanding and they still are, and they helped me recover from that mistake and quite patient and allowed me to come back with a better scheme. But I think I also learned that when individuals do make mistakes, you must support them, guide them through the process. And I think most people bounce back. That's certainly one occasion I remember very well and I recall even now.
Wow, that's quite a story, Amitabh. And I'm sure the young, budding HR professionals at IDC are fortunate to have someone like you mentor them today.
The exclusive HR podcast by NHRDN in partnership with Timber Media, podcaster for India Inc.
Well, Amitabh, we'll move on to our next segment. And let me warn you about this next segment, Amitabh. This one's a tough one. I'm going to turn the heat on and put you on the spot. It's a rapid-fire round. So brace yourself, Amitabh. Oh, well, I'm kidding. I don't mean to scare you too much. We HR professionals like to hype things up very often. I'm going to turn down the hype and turn up the fun. It's a fun segment. I'm going to have a set of questions thrown at you and you get to be as honest and frank as possible. All right?
All set.
All right. First question, Amitabh, since this is happy hours, how happy are you on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest?
I would say 8, though I must say that during the day it could vary from 5 to 10.
All right. 8 during this podcast, that's good enough for me. All right. If you had to summarize your entire career experience in one word, Amitabh, what would that be?
I think the sheer length of it, I would say marathon.
Oh, that's interesting. And considering that you're a fitness freak, I think that's a very good choice of word that you've used.
Right.
All right. If you had to delete all the apps on your phone, except for 3 of them, what would those 3 be?
Okay. One I would certainly keep is our internal app, which is Iris, which helps me connect with employees across the company. The second would be Google Photos, because they have memories. And I think family pictures, those I would certainly keep. The third in these times, I would say Arogya Setu. Otherwise, I would have said the Economist or the New York Times.
Oh, very, very wise choice of apps, I must say, Amitabh. We've thought about them and considered all the possible options. Interesting. All right. Our next question. One piece of advice you would give to all the junior HR professionals listening to this podcast?
I would say be curious and ask why. I think young HR professionals already have the mindset, the effort, everything. But be curious. If you keep asking why, you will find the answers. And I think you'll also educate yourself.
Very interesting. If not HR, Amitabh, which other profession do you see yourself in?
Have fun. I think it would be something in the field of writing, perhaps a journalist or a historian or a researcher.
Wow, quite fascinating. Have you written any books in HR or any articles in HR, Amitabh, that we can look up?
Well, I have written some articles in the past for NHRD, but I'll have to look them up. That was quite some time back. But yes, not really published in that sense.
All right. Next question, Amitabh. One HR best practice that you've heard about that simply blew your mind?
I would say reverse mentoring. I think that would be interesting because you get to learn from somebody who's just starting out in their career, perhaps, and how they see the world, which one may be blind to today.
All right. Have you tried it out, Amitabh, so far?
I haven't formally, but I think I do take the opportunity to, you know, whenever I have an interaction with somebody who's just starting out with their careers, try and see things from their perspective and hear what they feel about things. So in some ways, I'm trying to get there, but not yet there.
All right. Next question, Amitabh. One habit that you'd like to give up and possibly another habit that you'd like to start?
Well, certainly, constantly checking my phone for messages and mails would be a habit I'd love to give up. Taking up a habit, I would think perhaps learning music, maybe a musical instrument.
All right. Do you sing as well, Amitabh?
No, I don't.
All right. Finally, your last question, Amitabh. What tagline do you think best suits the HR profession?
Actually, yeah, I thought about what you just said. I think carpe diem is what I would say. Seize the day.
Wow. Seize the day. Seize the moment. That's quite a tagline for all of us. Thinking on our feet, especially in times like this, I think you've summed up the entire HR profession in that one line. That definitely was a fun segment, Amitabh. I hope you had as much fun as I did. And I'm sure all of our listeners had quite a lot to take away from this conversation. Amitabh, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. And on behalf of NHRDN, I thank you for your time and for sharing your experience with all of us and our listeners.
Likewise, Roger. Thank you so much. Look forward to catching up sometime.
Sure, Amitabh. And to all our listeners out there, thank you for listening to this edition of Happy Hours. Do share your feedback with us. I'm Roger Lashe, your host. And until next time, stay happy, stay healthy.
Wondering what's the buzz? Then tune in to Happy Hours for your dose of all that matters. The exclusive HR podcast by NHRDN in partnership with Timber Media, podcaster for India Inc.